Blog Talk Radio. Live.
Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice.
Better
live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Better live your life. Be who you wanna be.
I be going ham each and every day. It's fancy quit, ain't no way. I pay the cost to be the damn boss. Ain't nothing you can take, already lost. I been in the jam like bam, ba, bam, bam. Been in the cell like damn, da, damn, bam. I ain't do nothing, just feed the fam, fam. Pressure down on me, but I ain't gon' break. I'm thoroughbred, they don't come fake. Mama always told me, watch out for them snakes. They come in disguises, wanna tear down everything I built. But the truth is, I'ma stay rising to the top. And I'ma start off top. Keep lacing them with a chop suey. That's my south side. While I live my life,
live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life.
This time around I'm going all out. This time in life I'm dynamite. This time around I'm putting me first. This time in life don't care who it hurts. This time in life I'm loving me. I'm holding me, consoling me. Cause loving me is the key. In this world, as it twirls, fill me up just to break me down. Better get your hat in some way, somehow. If I should die before I wake, I give the Lord my soul to take. Cause through the struggle he made a way. I ain't deserved it, push harder he said. And keep the faith and we'll make a way. Wait for you to live your life.
Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life.
Be who you wanna be.
We don't live twice. Live your life.
Be who you wanna be.
We don't live twice.
We all love the country.
this music hitting so loud. Yeah, it's taking the crowd. Are you feeling it now? That's what I'm talking about. Down to the sky. If you came to have fun tonight, no matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the condos. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the condos.
All right, y'all, what's going down? This is your girl, Coachy. I'm out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm about to time with my co-host. Y'all know what it is. What's going down, brother?
Y'all already know it's your boy, Mr. P.I., double L to the Z for the C-P-G-A. Double already the one and only Mr. Pillsbury Doughboy. What's happening, sis? Salute to everybody that tune in to Cold Peace Radio. Y'all already know what it is. Every Thursday night. What's up? Shot o'clock. Is it shot o'clock yet?
Oh, yeah, right now. I'm ready.
You
ready?
Okay. Hey, let's turn up. All right. Hey, let's get it.
Anyhow, I'm sorry I had to
If we got anybody on the line, we're supposed to be talking to, I see somebody put their hand up. I need to put their hand back up so I need you to press that one.
Right,
hey, what's up, OG?
OG?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, Mr. Phil? How you doing?
What's up, Pivot? Pivot. You know how we get down for the get down.
Hey,
you already know.
On everything, bro. How you be, bro?
Hey, man, too blessed to be stressed, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we going to keep it moving and grooving. You heard me?
Hey, we got two people with their hands up.
I love you, man. Stay safe and be peaceful.
Love you too, my brother. Let's make it shake and bake, man. Hey. Tell it don't smell it. Let's
this
go.
This is how we do it, right? We going to...
Say area code, your last code,
your number. What's up?
Who
on the line?
If
you
can
introduce yourself. You ain't there before, you're
going to
find out. So,
Coach 7-0-7-6-1-7,
we got on the line, and what's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who on the line? What's up? Hey, what going? How y'all living today?
All good. How you doing?
Oh.
Hello? What's up?
Yeah,
we're
ready. Speak on it.
I don't know what they got going on. So, next area code, 405-6608. We got on the line. What's up?
What up?
What's good?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Already.
Hello?
We can hear
Hello.
You.
You can hear me? This is Brad Cowley. What's up?
What's going down, Brad?
What up, Sandra? What up, Mr. Pills?
Oh, just kicking back.
What's happening?
Not much. Not much. I've been waiting for you guys to come on, so I come on and talk to you.
Already.
So, Mr. Pills, this is our first spotlight artist of the season. We were having technical difficulties, you know, the first show. and all that. And then I showed up last when you showed up on y'all, and nobody know about us in the last minute. But this is Brad Cowley. So what we're going to do right now, Brad, we're going to hop into that Brad Cowley, and then we're going to hop back on the line with you, okay?
All right. That sounds good to me.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Back and take this out.
I appreciate you.
Freak, are you kidding me?
Now raise up your fist and then let me tell you how we're taking over everything. Now let me hear you shout it. When I say Brad, then y'all say Cowley. Brad
Cowley.
Brad Cowley. And by now you know the name. Yeah, I know you heard about me. Everybody say it with me. Say it so loud. When you hear Brad, then y'all scream Cowley. Brad
Cowley.
Brad
Cowley.
Now when they're screaming out the name, that is when I build a power. Starting something never seen. Building legends. I'm the founder. The only fucking underdog trying to collaborate with the whole entire world. His legacy will never fade. Worldwide collaborations always real and never fake. And when they say I'll never make it, I play on this and watch them hate it. All these haters give me the energy to spit this shit in double time. The creators of this family want you to hear these troubles. It's the biggest homie spitting lonely with the only gifted Tony. Tripping phony, tricking phonies into giving him the trophy. And when I say I hold the crown, I promise you I fucking mean it. My level you will never reach at the top. You're never gonna see it.
I'm the evil you were asking for. The demon that you summoned up. The devil they all speak about. The darkness that you're running from. I heard you praying for a savior. Heard you screaming out for help. Now you see you fucked up and should've kept it to yourself.
Now raise up your fist and then let me tell you how we are taking over everything. Now let me hear you shout it. When I say Brad, then y'all say Cowley. Brad
Cowley.
Brad
Cowley.
And by now you know the name. Yeah, I know you heard about me. Everybody say it with me. Say it so loudly. When you hear Brad, then y'all scream Cowley. Brad
Cowley.
Brad
Cowley.
See how me, I love to talk my shit. Then you respond with what you've written. I realize that you don't get a say in how I'm running it. You want a battle, want a war, I will give you all that you're. Ask whatever fucking handle, but still be here just running. What the hell you running for? Oh, you see me coming to him. All that keeps me fucking bored, spitting on drums and strumming. Cool. Like everybody wants a piece, thinking that I ain't prepared. Then you go and wake the beat like I'm the one who's fucking scared. You're running high, but you will find that I will snip you out in time. I'm kidding, open training, try and use your blood to write my words. I got the army of the independent, standing strong behind my words. Dudes that know I own my words, I spit on every single verse. Building Legends Inc. is a monster that we are creating. When it's all said and done, you will still be lost and waiting. And if you dare to come and knock in anyone in the industry, I will gladly open up and throw the shots to you. Now raise up your fist and then let me tell you how we are taking over everything. Now let me hear you shout this. When I say Brad, then y'all say Cowley. Brad
Cowley.
Brad
Cowley.
And by now you know the name. Yeah, I know you heard about me. Everybody say it with me. Say it so loud.
I just really need you to understand that me personally, I'm always gonna need you.
Now I never knew I could love like I love you. If it's true, I would come and fight just for you. I think I could have saw that you lie, I adore you. I never ever thought I'd find a love that was so true.
Now back in the beginning, I was stuck and I was in it. And I felt like I was looking for a simple way to end it. And I really wasn't thinking that it changes what I needed. Till I met you for the first time, I really was believing.
In love, I was totally messed up. That's when I was hoping to step up. I then felt like I was blessed, cause I went and fell in love with the very best.
We only make each other happy and we make each other feel safe. From the first day, babe, I knew right away we were made for each other. Sadly, we can feel brave. Until my last day, I'ma find a way. You're
I know I can be a little psycho at times. I can be a little mean and you hate it, don't lie. But the crazy I receive helps me write a bit of rhyme. And you're insane like me, mostly at the same time.
But darling, you make me feel so free. And you always bring out the best in me. I would breathe for you, and if you need it, I bleed too. Just please believe I will always need you.
To stand up tall and stay by my side. To the end of my life, be my ride to die. Anyone I would kill for you, I'd lay down and die.
I need you.
You're the sanity I never had to help me from going mad. Baby, I'm a
might be a little crazy, but I love it, Dad. You have never cared about it, never scared of coming back.
Tell me when I act a fool, I promise you it's always cool. I might get a little mad when you do what you do. Just know deep inside I always know that you speak the truth. I know that I can be a little crazy, just sometimes okay. Maybe all the time, honey, you're the reason why.
Baby, you're the reason why I get a little out of hand. The thought of you just gets me racing to the point you can't stay.
Girl, you knew that when we got together I was Mrs. Cruz. I can tell you right now that I knew yours are Mrs. Too.
But no one in the world will ever love me just the way I do. And none of them will ever understand me, I'm the perfect too.
Nobody's ever perfect, but we did, you deserve it. Cause I know that you are worth it, even if you gotta work.
You're the guy that I worship with the fear of me ever serving. I can feel it when you're hurting, bring your feelings to the surface.
And I will always make you feel better, babe. Together we can make it through any stormy weather day. Baby, you complete me, you say that I complete you. You may need me, but darling,
I'm tall and stay by my side. To the end of my life, be my ride or die. Anyone I would kill for you, I'd lay down and die. Your insanity, I never had to help me from going mad. Baby, I might be a little crazy, but I love it, Dad. You have never cared about it, never scared of coming back.
Never hurt you, baby,
than me, cause I know that you deserve to be, even if it never meant you leaving and deserting me, I would let you go free, just tell me if you wanted me to walk away forever from you, and just go away and leave.
Come on, I would never leave you, only ever want to keep you, hope that I can always reach you, in my dreams I hope to meet you.
Baby girl, I promise you that
I need
you
to stand up tall and stay by my side, to the end of my life, be my ride or die, anyone I would kill for you, I'd lay down and die. Sanity, I never had to help me from going mad. Baby, I might be a little crazy, but I love it, Dad. You have never cared about it, never scared of coming back.
I need you
to stand up tall and stay by my side. To the end of my life, be my ride or die. Anyone I would kill for you, I'd lay down and die. Sanity, I never had to help me from going mad. Baby, I might be a little crazy, but I love it, Dad. You have never cared about it, never scared of coming back.
I don't know
what it is about that Brad account. No, you always will. We're
about to sign back in with Brad, and
we're
about to see what's really popping. What's going down, Bubba?
Dope. Wow, boy.
That's just dope. Hey, now you see why the internet got shut down our first show, right? We're about to hop back in with Brett. See what's going on.
Yo.
Oh, and we got Stitch on the line and all that too.
What's good with you?
I'm just trying to be easy.
That's what's up. I appreciate you playing the songs for real. That means a lot, seriously. That second song you played tonight, that's something brand new off of my new album that comes out next month, unreleased. So you just premiered it to everybody listening, and I appreciate you for that, seriously.
Oh, yeah, you know what you said. You had even forgotten, so I reminded you earlier, like, this little play.
I did. I completely forgot that I even sent that to you, for real. And I was supposed to be releasing that song on Monday. What's that?
You sent it to me as soon as you did it.
I know, and I completely forgot that I had sent it to you,
And I'm glad you reminded me, because I was going to release it on Monday, but then once you reminded me that you had it, I was like, oh, that's even better. I could just let her play that, and she can release it on her radio show. So I appreciate
oh,
that
yeah.
for
but
real.
Yo,
that's
you know,
that's
you
awesome.
Got a free world premiere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bravo,
yeah.
Yo, 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 Mr. Brad, what is happening, pimpin'?
What's up, player?
Hey, man, you already know, man. Salute one from another, boy. I see the grind. The grind is real. You know what I'm talking about? I see you out there doing big things.
I'm trying, man.
Hey,
trying,
man.
Trying to learn
Look,
how
hey,
to balance
you
it
got,
all.
Hey, you got some smashers, some slappers, whatever, however you want to call it, bro. You on point, my brother. You know what I'm talking
Thank
about?
You. I appreciate that. I do. I really appreciate
that.
That.
I know, boy. You got down. I was like, what?
I wrote that one for my wife, actually. That's a real special one right there. That's off my new album coming out next month. It's called Last of a Dying Breed, and that's one of the solos that I released off of the album. I got one more solo I'm going to be releasing in probably about another week, and then that'll be it until the album comes out.
Okay, how many tracks you gonna have on the album?
I think it's going to end up topping off probably between 13 and 15 tracks. I usually shoot big, and most of my albums are like 20 tracks, if not more. But I tried to calm it down a little bit on this one and really focus and concentrate on each song this time.
Okay. So what got you into the music and the industry, you know what I'm saying?
I've always been a big hip-hop head. I had two older brothers growing up, and they introduced me to, the favorites of everyone, like Biggie and Tupac and Jay-Z. My mom would never let me listen to Jay-Z when they were listening to it, so, like, it was kind of like a forbidden fruit kind of thing, you know what I mean? Something that I was always drawn to but was never allowed to have. And then I got a hold of the Slim Shady LP when that came out, and it kind of just completely turned my world upside down, you know what I mean? And then when I got in some trouble when I was a teenager and got sent to go see a therapist and stuff, and I used to write rhymes in a notebook. One day my parents found my notebook, and they were kind of worried about the stuff that they were reading. So they gave it to my therapist, and my therapist straight up told them, look, at least he's writing it down and getting it out of his head. He's not acting on it or acting it out. So I would just let him continue doing what he's doing.
Is that right, bro?
It's kind of just been like therapy for me ever since.
That's what's up. So far as to your listeners, what advice would you give them when it comes to, you know, this industry?
My advice would be don't be greedy and take the grind one step at a time and connect. It's all about who you know. It's more about who you know than it is about how much money you have and stuff like that. It's about who you know. So, like, how can I say this? So, just talk to people. If I can give one piece of advice, it's just talk to people. And when you talk to them, be humble, man. Uh-huh. Like, don't be cocky and stuff like that. Just be humble and be you. Be real and... Like I say to my boy Anthony, shout out to Lufkin Legend, by the way. That's my man. He's on a lot of my music with me. But like I say to him all the time, real people will always recognize real shit, and real stuff will always shine.
They're right.
You know what I'm saying?
They're right.
That's the best advice I can give. Just be real, be humble, and connect, man. Connection is the most important in my mind.
That's right. So let me ask you this. Far as mainstream or independent, what do you prefer?
Mainstream or independent? I mean, for my personal,
if they couldn't
for my
shit. Now when I don't mean to cut you off, when I say that, I mean not the sell out for, like you just said, the money, but what would you prefer if you had to?
See, that's kind of I would say that's a mixture of an answer because, you know, being an underground artist and working through my music, quote unquote, career as an independent artist and stuff like that has been a beautiful experience. And I've gotten to meet quite a variety of different artists and stuff like that. And I know you could do the same thing signed under a major record label and stuff like that. But I feel that when it comes to making money and stuff, obviously a major record label is going to be the way that you want to go because that's where you're going to probably make the most amount of money the quickest way possible. But if you really have a love for the music and stuff like that, then and you have the connections to be able to stay independent and really build build on your own financials and stuff like that. Like I would use Tom McDonald as probably one of the best examples. I mean, everything that he does is completely by himself, and his stuff is constantly getting shut down by the music industry and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you have the capabilities to make it as an independent artist, I think that, for me, that is the better way to go because the music industry, I feel, is way too controlled by people who don't even have anything to do with the creation process. You get what I'm saying?
Right on, right on.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Totally.
And like Tech Nine is like what? He's like the number one independent rapper in the world and has built everything from the ground up just because of him and his squad and his connections. You know what I mean? If you have a way to do that, I definitely think independent is the way to go. Not knocking the mainstream. I don't believe in the way that the executives and stuff and the record labels and all that stuff, the way that they run and control their artists and stuff, I don't think that that's technically considered to me free creation. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, they make bomb-ass music. They've been making amazing music for years and years and years and years. But some of these independent artists out nowadays, are insane, man. I mean, some of these new artists I've heard nowadays could definitely give these mainstream artists a run for their money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I totally agree with what you're talking about. And bro, you are definitely one of a kind. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely been interesting talking to you. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, and I see you grind and what you got going on and, you know, and sis, you know, you on this platform, and I see how you're intertwining, and we're going to go from there, you know what I'm saying? Because we definitely got to get something together, you know what I'm talking about?
I would love to. I would be honored to get something together with you, for real.
We going to make something second, babe.
He moved too quick for me. He's quicker than me.
I see you. He's second, babe. Hey, that's a good thing on the ground, sis.
Gotta keep it moving, man. You gotta stick and move. Stick and move.
Hey. But yeah.
Yo. What's up? I'm here. I'm listening. You know.
How you doing?
Hello, how you doing? Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! That's what's up, Carla.
Happy birthday!
You know
what
I'm
saying?
Yeah,
right.
Back to life, y'all. Back. Y'all shout out
right,
to
man.
But I actually like your music because I think I heard this song. I actually like your music. Oh, it's pretty good. You say you out of Orlando, actually? Yeah, you live in Orlando?
No, he out of Pennsylvania, sis.
No, I live right outside of Philadelphia.
You know I'm from Philly, right?
No, I didn't know that. I'm originally born and raised in Kensington, but I live up
okay,
in like the Levittown area
man.
Now.
I'm SP all day, South Philly.
That's what's
you know?
Up. That's what's up. It's nice to hear that every now and then.
Yeah, I've been in the South now for over 15 years, so, you know, my peoples are still up there, Philly, you know. I go there when I go there. But it's good, man. That's what's up. You know, it's good, you know. So you from Philly, so you just outside right now in Philly, and, you know, good place. So that's what's up, man, the home team. I like your music, you know. I like your music. I like your sound, you know. It's
thank
pretty
you,
good.
Thank
so
you.
It's like when you start talking about Jay-Z and all of that, and, you know,
no, remember I told you that he told me that they said his music wasn't appropriate. This is who I was talking about. When they said that music
no,
wasn't
man,
the right music for the right stations.
Right.
Well, see,
right.
See,
no,
it's nice to hear when it's nice to hear a comment on my music and stuff like that because I honestly feel like my style of music and my writing style and my sound and everything, it's definitely different than what most people are putting out nowadays and what a lot of people are looking for nowadays. But I don't give a fuck at all, man. Cause like I think what I make is fucking beautiful.
You make what's ready. We don't got to get you ready. You already ready.
Right. And you need to get out here and start doing, you know, letting more people hear
your music. I'm ready for her. And I told her, when you
I'm trying.
Me,
that's what I'm trying to do right now. I really
tour,
am.
He was like, what?
I'll get up with you and get some information with you and start getting, yeah, like you said, getting you on tour and everything because that's what I do. And so my thing is I like your sound. I like your music. It got to get out there in other areas so people can hear it. Because just
listen,
because
that would be
no,
amazing for real. That, you don't understand how amazing that would be. I got such vision for this music. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Definitely, we got to link up. We definitely got to link you up and get you down south. And Midwest. And the West. You feel what I'm saying? We got to get you out there and let people hear you. You do
I would love to, honestly.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
you.
That. Seriously. I really do appreciate that.
Different.
And.
Yeah, you got something different. You sound different. Like I like what you're saying. You know, you just different, and you just need to stick with that because it's going to get you where you need to be.
And that's what I've always tried to do. I've always tried to keep it different because, like I said, there's so many people out there. Like you could find a million Lil Waynes, and you could find fucking
right.
500 different people that sound just like Drake and stuff like that, but. That's why I've always tried to make the music the way that I make the music, and that's what I want to stick with because that's what I find to be creative, you know what I mean? And I feel
right.
like my sound kind of really stands out next to anybody else's sound, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Not to be cocky or confident or anything like that. Like, I mean,
no,
not
to
be cocky or conceited.
Confident.
I'm just confident
you,
in my music,
listen,
you know what I mean?
I don't like being cocky.
I'll be confident all day long. I don't want to sound cocky
listen,
or nothing, but I'm confident as a motherfucker.
If you ain't about your own music, hold up. If you ain't like that about your own music, I don't even want to deal with you. So it ain't about you talking about you. You're confident and you got to be cocky. Like, I mean, this is your creativity.
You.
So there's no other
you.
Way than to be that way. So I
well,
love
look, my
it.
Wife
like,
tells
so
me all the
say,
time that I'm way too nice to people all the time. I'm way too nice when I shouldn't be being that nice and blah, 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 blah. So you know what? Maybe that's something that I got to work on about starting to be a little more fucking cocky because I've definitely felt the feeling of being taken advantage of and stuff like that for being too nice and stuff. So maybe that's something that I got to start stepping my game up on.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you got some
because
big cousins now, so your cousins got to freedom first.
I appreciate
first,
that.
So everybody got to come through us first. Right.
I appreciate that. I do.
Definitely. And so you, I had a couple questions for you, but you answered them all when you were talking to Mr. Pills, so...
Well, you know what, Mr.
You...
Pills gave me some good-ass questions. I got to say, he gave me some nice-ass questions, and I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to go in. I'm going to give you some answers. So, I mean, if there's anything else you guys would like to know or anything, I'm here. I definitely got answers for you.
All right. Now, I do have a question. What feature, who would you like to feature with, have a feature with?
Man, I would say without a doubt, my number – my number one and number two all-time dream features on one of my songs are tied, and that's a tie between Tech N9ne and Eminem all day, any day.
Okay, okay, okay. I got you on that one. That's what's up. That's what's up. And I got another thing. Do you have any shows coming up?
I don't, actually. I actually don't. I don't tour or do anything like that. You know what I mean? I have
oh,
a very busy family
here.
Life and stuff like that. Like, I got two kids. I got a wife. I got a regular day job and shit like that. So, like, that's why I try to grind as much as I can through the music stuff and really get it going. So that way when the time comes, like, I'm ready to go with it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, and I got another question. What are you with a label yet?
No, actually, I got another. All right, so we're actually in the midst of trying to build our own record label right now. So I'm not signed
okay.
to anybody. Shout out to
okay.
Building Legends
okay.
INC, by the way. That's the name of our record label. It's Building Legends INC.
Hold on, let me write that down for you. Building Legends. I see. Okay, and you know that Tech N9ne worked with local artists. You need to reach out to him. He worked with local artists, Tech N9ne.
I do know that. I do know that, actually. I do know that, and I have reached out. I've reached out a couple times in a couple different ways. I've never heard a response, but I also never had the type of fan base listening and following the way that I'm starting to get now. Which I think is going to be something that will help me actually get a response from him or his team.
Okay.
Somebody need to reach out for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into that because I got another question about have you ever thought about just getting a distribution deal instead of getting signed? Because when you're creating your own label, you can also get a distribution deal under that too. Once you create it, you just really got to kind of. I don't know how Pennsylvania State, how they go about with creating your own businesses and stuff like that, and how they go. I don't know if it's the same way everywhere. But did you ever think about a distribution deal?
I have not ever thought about a distribution deal.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I don't got some nice, big, beautiful answer for you for that one. No, I never
right.
really thought about that.
Distribution marketing, you didn't make a good point. Distribution
and
marketing,
what about
you are having your own business, that is a great idea because then it cuts
right.
your workload.
Right.
Yeah, one of my biggest problems has always been is the beats. The beats that I use, I usually don't own the beats that I use. I don't make my own beats. I don't really know anybody that makes beats. And, I mean, finances
yes,
are killing people today, you know what I mean? So it's hard to pay for beats, too. So I don't really make profit off of my music or anything. I put my music out there for people to listen to and relate to.
So you don't got no platforms to get some money off or even just to spend? What platforms you got your music on?
Right now, my music's running through YouTube and Facebook right now. That's it. No major platforms.
So no Apple, no none of that kind of stuff.
No Apple Music, no Spotify, nothing like that. I don't have no major platforms, nothing right now.
All right. So I know we got to get up with him, Shy, and help him out. Because his music ain't really getting nowhere if it's just on them two platforms. Because we know which way
you're
going.
Now, yeah, but you know I'm all in.
That's definitely not getting
because
where it
like
could be.
His music is great. He needs, like, an easy and great artist to work with. You know, we say,
right,
my job,
right.
Easier.
Type of person
I'm
going to
work
it
with. You're easier. And I've been an artist before. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, definitely, and the thing about it is I like it music because it is different. I like it coming from a different place. We, like you said, we just so used to listening to all this other bullshit, and that, you know what I mean, when it's somebody different. But they got, like, producers at, like, Full Sail University in Orlando, like, interns. They got producers. You can start going into the studio and getting your own beats where you don't have to be worrying about somebody else's beats you're getting.
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, because we got to help you out, and it's okay.
I appreciate that. Seriously, I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, I've been making music for 17 years now, probably almost 18, actually, and, I mean, it's always been a solo grind. I never really had anyone trying to help me out or anything like that, anybody that wanted to push my shit, stuff like that. Not up until this year, honestly. Like I mentioned, my boy Lookin' Legend from Texas earlier, I've been working with him for almost 3 years, and that's only been the last 3 years that I've been working with somebody. Everything else has just been a solo fight, you know what I mean? And then I just connected with Worldwide Collaborations back in March, and I mean, they can only do so much, but I'll tell you what, Worldwide Collaborations has definitely done more for me in the past almost 2 months than anything over the last 17 years. And I mean, some of that's my fault.
For me,
Right.
I'm sorry, what was that? I couldn't understand what you said there.
Said in one day for me, Worldwide Collaboration connected me with so many amazing, and I've been doing this shit 10 years, seriously, as a host, but I was an artist prior to it all, you know what I'm saying? And an artist.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, like, Worldwide Collaborations, that's how I hooked up with you, LaShondra. That's the whole reason why we're talking right now, because of Worldwide Collaborations,
right,
man. They've been doing big things for me, man. It's crazy.
One day, I networked, connected with so many different amazing artists that it's crazy. So if you don't know about Worldwide Collaborations, hey, y'all got to get connected or holler at us. Dougie Fresh in there. We got Wu-Tang affiliates in there. This is already a Wu-Tang affiliate radio station for those who don't know.
We were supposed to have Hair Trigger and Solomon Childs get on this big collaboration track that we're making right now for the Worldwide Collaboration mixtape. It's called the Virus Collabos mixtape. And I'm putting a song together. The song's called We Are Worldwide. And it's got like over 20 artists. It's like over 20 artists on this one track.
That's what's up. Yeah, we definitely got to get you a team to build.
I appreciate that, for real. I appreciate you looking out, for real.
For real, like. You know, I talk to her every day.
Yeah.
I played the song and sent it to her and then told her, and she was like, I don't see what's wrong with me. I was like,
oh, LaShondra, you said you used to be an artist?
Yeah.
I am the coldest, boldest, and the strongest.
Oh man, I didn't know that shit. If I would have known that, man, I would have sent you the track so you could get it on it with everybody else.
They told me today was the last day. I'm not ready because I knew I had to get today ready.
Listen. I will push your deadline back so that way you can get a verse to me and I'll put you on. All right.
I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna give them a different vibe, you know, some more flavor because I'm not boxed in. I can sing too.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's what's up. For real, we gotta do something. I love working with other artists. It's one of my favorite things to do is collaborate with people, and so we gotta hook something up for real. You got to get me that verse so I can put you on it with all of us.
He quick. You know how I'm quick, and I'm like, I got to get this done. He quicker than me. Before I can even think.
Oh, yeah, I'm real quick. I'm real quick. If an instrumental speaks to me, that shit will pour right out of my mouth the second I hear it. I can't freestyle or nothing like that, but when I start writing, man, it's like my hand's got a mind of its own. It just works itself.
You gotta know how to write, so that's just a plus. That's good. Ain't nobody really.
You gotta know how to write for real. You gotta know how to write because writing is where the real creativity comes in.
Yeah, I got a couple more questions for you, though. Just to get some.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you got any videos out or any video dates coming up or video shoot?
Let me see. So I got one video that I just did with my boy Trent Turner. Shout out to Trenny Ray from Tennessee. We did a song. We did a remix of Hovey's song. It's called The Altar, and it's just called The Altar Remix. It's by Cinematic and Trenny Ray, and we did a remix of it. We just did everything through emails and everything, and he went on Easter morning and shot his video shoot, and I went and took my kids to the park one day, and I shot all my videos and everything and sent it through to him, and he put it together. And we premiered it, and that was my first ever music video, like actual music video ever. And I mean, you can catch it right on. You can see it right on my page.
You can see it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube. And you can find the link on Trent Turner's page. You can find the link on Brad Cowley's page.
Okay. So you definitely when it comes down to a single or whatever, you don't have this particular one that you like you trying to push.
Right now, a particular single that I'm trying to push. I mean that Brad Cowley track was my particular single that I was trying to push. But I got a new one that I'm getting ready to release. I would say within the next week or two, and that's going to be my push for the next few weeks until I drop my new album.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that one is awesome. That one's called The Ramblings of a Beautiful Mind. That one's crazy. That's a good one.
Now you said Trenny Ray, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How you spell his name, Trenny Ray? I want to make sure I got.
It's TrennyY,
okay.
no space, and then it's RayY.
Okay, all right. Wanted to know that. Okay, and Brad Cowley.
Well, see that if you're gonna look for the video, it's Trenny Ray and Cinematic. So Cinematic, that's my rap name that I go
that's
by.
Yeah,
and
you gotta
that,
tell
and,
it. You gotta
yeah,
know
so
it.
That
you
is that's
CinAmaDic. DIC. All right, I got you. All right, I needed to make sure. I needed to know what I'm talking about. So when I look
no
it
problem.
Up, you know what I'm
and
looking
the,
at.
And the video is called Altar, like a praying altar. You know what I mean? Like I said,
okay.
It's Altar Remix.
Remix, okay. Damn, I got that. Got that one in. Definitely, we gotta get with you and get you out here. You know what I mean? Definitely,
you gotta hit me up on my Facebook. I don't think I got you on Facebook.
One more question. Do Trini ever have a collab with Lil Flip?
Yes, he does. Yep. That was a minute ago, but he does. Yes.
Got you. See, I'm doing my little investigation, but I'm glad, man, I got to meet you.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, Trini Ray, man, I feel blessed to have met that man, for real. Like, he came right in and was real with me and down to earth and humble, and he's probably one of the nicest, most down to earth dudes I've ever met. And he came right in. He was like, yo, I got this song. And we had already worked on like a couple things before that. I got him on the big collaboration track, and we had another track we were working on, me, him, and this dude Robbie P from over in the UK. But I don't know if that track's ever coming out. But then he was like, listen, I did this remix to this song called Alter, and I think that you would sound perfect for it. And so he sent me the beat. I wrote the verse in like 10 minutes, not even, and then I went right in and I recorded it within the next like hour, and I sent it to him, and he was like, dude, this is fucking amazing. He was like, we got to make a music video to this, and that's how that all happened. So thanks to Trini Ray, I got my first music video ever, and definitely some great collaborations that I wouldn't have had without him, and he's taught me a lot in the little bit of time I've known him.
Right. Damn, man, you know, I'm actually excited, you know. It's like this.
You're excited.
Like,
I'm excited, man. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, different music. You know, I just love different music. I love artistic, you know, just the creative mind and the creativity when it comes down to
absolutely
music. And when I hear
feel
it, I'm coming to artists like you, that, you know, that you have this different sound and you're real creative, it's like, that's what I get excited about. That's what makes me want to pump you and push you and just, you know, let people hear you. You know, you know, just let you know that you're here, you know.
I like that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely going to get up with you.
Music is a beautiful thing, man. It really is. Music, I fully 100% believe that music could save the world if people gave it a chance to, honestly.
Right, definitely. So I'm going to make sure I get your information. If you don't get my information, you can get it from Shine, or you could go on 22 Peachy Diamond. It's my Gmail account, Tona Y Mars, which is Pure Promotions on Facebook. Like, you can shout out before you leave. Make sure you shout out what your social media platforms is. And we need to get up where we can get you on tour and start doing some stuff with you and getting your music out here, man.
All right, I'm definitely down. I will definitely make sure that I get with you. Don't you worry. I'll make sure that I shout out all my stuff before I get off of here. And it was amazing to meet you, seriously.
Definitely. You're a home team, the whole town. But I'm down in Florida, so, you know, I'm everywhere. And I do have a management company, too. So just to let you know that.
All right. We're definitely going to talk. Don't you worry. We're definitely going to talk. I promise you that.
For real. Definitely. Career promotions. Yeah, definitely. So we definitely got to get linked up. And Shine, man, this is beautiful. You got some good. I've been telling you when you sent me the music. You told me about him. I'm like, he's been told me about you. I was like, man, no, I like his music. Been told me about you.
I appreciate it. For real, I appreciate it. See, and that's why I gotta get my song on, I gotta get my songs on better platforms and stuff. But if you ever really wanted to check out more of my stuff, you find me on Facebook, and there's music on there that you can listen to for days.
Right. We get up with you, definitely. Don't worry about that part. We got you.
Yeah, cause he moves quick.
Right.
Right.
All right. Make sure you keep an eye out for that next album coming out.
All right, definitely.
I think if you give him 3 hours, he might have a whole album.
For real, that's what I'm saying. I can wait for him. Definitely. We're going to have Cheeky Moments up coming up next soon on the show, y'all. some moments here.
All right, okay, everybody. So well, if nobody has any more questions or anything, I'm going to have to get going. I wish I could stay on here longer, but if nobody has any more questions.
I mean, go ahead and shoot some links.
Yeah,
all right, so, yeah. I mean, anything that you want to look me up on, you just type in at Brad Cali and you're going to find me. YouTube is Brad Cali. Right now, Facebook is Brad Cali. Instagram at Brad Cali. And honestly, that's all I really have right now. I'm just now getting into the social platform scene after all these years.
Okay.
All right, it's all love. We're going to be in touch.
Definitely.
All right, I'm going to talk to you guys later.
All right, take care.
All right, peace out, bro.
All right, peace.
Peace out.
Okay, we're going to keep it moving. We got a couple of more callers on the line. So if you've been on the line, you've been listening, I'm going to say your area code, the last four digits. What's up? Who are you on the line? And I expect you to introduce yourself. So 518-800-06. Who we got on the line? And what's up? Hello?
What's going on? Don't make it shot o'clock time. They wasting time. They better have
exactly.
A sticky moment on them.
Who we got on the line with us? Okay.
Who on the line?
We come back on listening. We're going to go to the next person that got their hand up. They got their hands up. Okay, area code 539-1983. Who we got online and what's up?
Oh, whoa. I didn't know I'd be in the line right away. I called it a little bit late. This is Ricky G, a.k.a. Hey Nails with a Z, who is actually with the WWCF, Worldwide Collaboration Family also.
Hey. What's good, man?
What's going
on? What's good?
What's
all right,
good
this is Sandra. You got Pure Promotions.
Yeah, Pure Promotions on here.
Mr. Peel, we got both in here, too. Mr. Peel from Atlanta.
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's going on?
I just like to say, yeah. I was last time I was on this, I think it was Mac Smart Boy. It was the first time with I forget his name, the other host. But I'm happy to be here. I'm working. I'll just tell you right now, I'm working with Brad Cowley. A couple of I'm working with Brad with Cinematic with a couple of collaborations right now. I'm on the We Are. It's about 17 or 18. I think about maybe even 20 artists on there now. So I'm one of the artists on the We Are. I'm also working on a Toxic remix. So this is like a Britney Spears remix of the Toxic song with Cinematic and Lufkin Legend. And Hang Nails is hopefully going to be on there if I beat this challenge. I've gotten on this Toxic remix challenge, and I'm going to drop that in the studio tomorrow. And yeah.
Okay.
Shoot some links. Put some links out there.
Yeah.
I'll put some links. I actually have Hangnails at SoundCloud. That's where you're gonna find most of my stuff. Most of my music is on SoundCloud. So you look up SoundCloud. Yeah, I'm a SoundCloud rapper right now.
We got a whole bunch of remedial people in this world right now. Don't act like y'all know. You're going to spell that. Spell that. Right.
Hangnails is H-A-N-G-N-A-I-L-Z.
Okay.
So Hangnails to the Z.
Where are you coming out of? Where are you from?
I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, man. And I met Brad through Worldwide Collaboration Family just this week, literally.
Okay, Oklahoma. So that's what we need to know where you're from so we can know. We work with everybody all over worldwide. That's why I said Worldwide Collaboration is who you with. So we want to know where you're from.
Yeah.
You got to always rep where you're from. Let us know where you're from because I love. Like
I'm repping T-Town. I'm repping T-Town right now. And I'm right along with Mr. Cowley. I'm kind of very amazed how worldwide collaboration family has really gotten me connected. I've done a couple of collaborations already. And
so I got a question for you. Are you doing the toxic challenge on TikTok? Are you that guy?
I'm doing the toxic challenge. I'm about to send it to him tomorrow. Once I finish, I'm going to be in the studio from 12 to 3. Yeah.
I got you.
I think I got something good for him too. I can spit a mean verse also. So I'm real excited because he's up there with Lufkin Legend, and they've sent me a contract with Building Legends Inc. So I'm up for their label. Maybe I'm the first. I don't know. Maybe I'm the first one that they're gonna sign. I don't have a label. So I'm kind of right along with Mr. Cowley. I've been doing this for years. I've never had any exposure, but I've never really pushed it either. I've kind of like word of mouth even. But yeah, like there was a rap show that I went to last year with a friend of mine. He's a rapper here named Celtics. He threw a big birthday bash. And I think it was like five or six rappers said they knew who I was, and I couldn't believe that. I was like, really? And one of them's like, yeah, talented. And I was like, wow, I'm just humble with it, I guess. And, you know, it's something I used to play in a blues band last year, in fact. So I played in a blues band called Blue Root. I play guitar, bass, drums, keyboard. I write music. I make my own beats. I even play harmonica in the band. And I split with that band last year, but the music has always been there with me. I used to play in the Bones Brigade out in California, so I was their bassist.
Okay.
We opened up for Tony Hawk's Warehouse a couple times before we took out of state, out of L.A. And so I've had a little bit of experience.
Yes,
with
sure.
And I've met some people. I met Magic Johnson one time, and he told me a little story about the Just Do It label, how him and Jordan were up against it together, and he didn't get it right at first. But he said once he got it, it didn't make any sense to him because he found out that it was basically stolen from a quote by Gary Gilmore up in Seattle.
Okay.
He was a serial killer who was asked his last words, and he said, "Just do it." And Nike stole that, and so it didn't make any sense to Magic anymore. He said, "Ricky," he saw talent in me back then. He said, "Ricky, think about this. Here's a new motto. Forget just do it. Never stop moving forward." And I never forgot Magic telling me that. Never stop moving forward. And that's what I'm about. I'm all about it. I'm all about never stop moving forward. And so that's what I do in my music. I keep it moving forward. I keep pushing it. Just a little bit here and there. I enjoy it. I don't want to have to split with a band, you know, because I don't enjoy the music. And I really enjoyed talking to Brad. I really, just the past two or three times that we talked, we did a live video. We just kind of chatted over his live video a couple times even. And he's just an amazing guy. I mean, his music, he spits fire. And I'm trying to keep up. I'm hoping I can keep up.
I got a couple of questions for you I want to ask you.
Yes,
so are you just a producer and a real artist, or you play instruments?
I am not really a producer as of yet. That's an aspiring goal of mine, to produce. And I've been I thought he would remember me saying that I made beats. I told Mr. Brad Cowley, who says he doesn't get any beats, that I make beats, but I don't think my beats will be kind of his style. I make more of hip-hop. He's kind of a drill rapper. You know what I'm saying? He spits fast, and he needs this dark-sounding – a lot of this dark-sounding stuff I don't do. I do some pretty-sounding stuff, you know, because I use instruments, live instruments sometimes. And I have a song that's about to drop – I think it's May 6th. It's a feature with the Real Ghost, who might be on the line here. I think he's also part of the WCF. He goes by The Real Ghost. He's out in Vegas. We got a song called Bloody Ghost, which I could tell you it's on UnitedMasters.com.
Yeah.
Pre-save this. Yeah, it's about to drop on Spotify, all platforms, on his label. So here's a little explanation about that. That is Christian rap. So I am mostly, I think, a Christian rap artist. I will probably get signed to his label, Trinity Music. He's got Trinity Music. He's trying to get started up over there. And then with Brad Cowley, Building Legends over there in Pennsylvania. So I can go two different ways here. I'm trying to step my foot kind of into the secular realm, if you know what I mean, and not just be a Christian artist. I'm more of a life, I guess what Lecrae would say, a life artist. Yeah.
Damn. And so I got to, and another thing, do you sound like the normal Oklahoma artist? Sorry about that, Oklahoma artist?
I do just about every, people say my style mixes up. I got a lot of different, because I sing also. I just wrote a love song for my girl up in Africa. she's in Ghana. Yeah, she's in Ghana. She loved it, and I'm singing in the song like it with an Afro-ton beat. It's Afrobeat. And I mean, I do quite a bit of different stuff. So, but being a producer, I think I need to do that. You know, to be a producer, I think I've aimed towards being different, and so my style is quite different than a lot of people.
Okay, so is what is it? Bash the Rapper in Oklahoma? Is he from Oklahoma? Bash the Rapper?
Who is that?
Know him? Are you familiar with him? Bash the Rapper or Ripper? Rapper?
Who is that? I don't know.
Bash. I guess his name is Bash the Rapper. He's in Oklahoma.
Bash?
Yeah, I guess
I've never
bad.
Heard of him. Heard of him.
I don't know what kind
but,
of music. I just someone out of there, so I didn't know if you were familiar with him or with somebody. But Afro, like Afro beats are on the rise. They're rising up, so that's pretty dope.
Well, here's what it was I ended up getting the beat from a producer in Puerto Rico through WWCF just this last week. And this guy, Johnny King, FKR, he's part of the WWCF fam. He sent me this beat over the email, and I just went and spit it over my phone. I haven't even dropped it yet. I'm going to the studio tomorrow really to do that for my girl. But then I'm going to also drop this Toxic remix for Cinematic and Lufkin Legends. And also I have another one for WWCF that I'm going to do. It's a hip hop reggae tone that I've just got sent today.
Okay.
And I've already got it all written out. I've already got my lyrics literally I've been writing. I think I'll drop like three tracks or four tracks tomorrow in the studio. Maybe more. I never really know, you know what I'm saying, what I'm going to do by the time I get to the studio, but I love collabing with other artists. Most of my stuff you'll see on SoundCloud has different artists all over. I mean, and most of them local with me, so. But, yeah. And I'm Hang Nails with a Z.
right.
Love to do it, love to be.
With you being a real artist, you should try, what is it, Afro piano music? What is it, Alma piano music? Is that, am I saying pronouncing it right?
I'll be honest. Are you talking about piano work? I write piano music like a rapper would. I mean, I'm kind of, I can write one. I wrote one that I haven't released yet. I wrote it in about 20 minutes, and then a friend of mine jumped on it. He goes, oh, Gino, he jumped up on the track with me, and we still got to work on that track. It's an unfinished track, and I'm trying to get a hold of him because he's homeless. So he's from Chicago, and he just spit like a freaking king, and I went, wow. we worked together one day, and I went, well, let's jump up in the studio. So there's a free studio in downtown Tulsa at the library. You go to the Tulsa Downtown Library. You can book this thing anytime there's an opening. I got 3 hours to do it tomorrow because I'm kind of going through some things with my home studio. I don't have it anymore. At this point, I'll just explain real quick. It's not a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal because my wife has kicked me out, basically. She's got my studio. She's been cheating on me, but I'm not stopping. She says I'm spend too much time with the music is one of the excuses.
But Tulsa, Oklahoma got free music studios.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this one I can hit up any time, just about any week. And so that's why I think these collabs that I've been getting lately are just, I'm just one after another, after another, after another, ever since I started going back to this place, because I normally would stay at home and just working on the music by myself. And then every once in a while I have a friend come over and they jump in my home studio with me. And that was basically it, you know? But most of my stuff is with The Real Ghost out in Vegas. So I got more collabs with him than anybody. He's the Christian artist. He's got Trinity Music, the label that he's building up. I basically wrote this song called Bloody Ghost for him.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and let him have it. I'm going to be featured with him on that, even though I produced the song. The song needs to be rewritten because it's a Legion's beat that I purchased.
Well, you know, it's always good to write songs about your hardships, and these are where a lot of the heartfelt music come from. So it's good to hear about stuff like that. So just put out right now. What's your name? I need to get some more information so you can know the platforms or career promotions. And you probably Shine. You know, you already, I got to get you behind on IG. Hangnail Z. Right.
Hangnails with a Z. Ricky G, a.k.a. Hangnails with a Z. Look me up. You can look me up. I've got two pages. I've got a Facebook page. I don't normally put the music on either of these pages.
Okay.
I pretty much use it for like family and scriptures and stuff I put on, you know. But Ricky Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y.
Okay.
And then I've got the Hangnails page that's connected to that.
Hangnails page. Gotcha. Awesome. I wanted to get some more information where I can find and look you up. And also, you know, get into y'all. Have you ever been on tour or anything? You say, well, you was homeless at one more than time. You know, a lot of times you make your best music.
I was
when you're
on
homeless,
the street.
But,
you hear a little backstory about me. I was on the street in California before I played in that band. I pushed drugs for Good Night. I was like up there with these gangs. So I lived the street. I lived L.A. I was on the street in L.A. He put a .45 Smith and Wesson in my hand. And
right.
Suge has gone down. He owned Death Row Records,
about.
You know. He threw up the 40 deuce. I don't go that way anymore. I don't associate with that. I don't associate with the Bloods, the Pyrus. I don't associate with the Crips. But I do have a couple of tracks with some 54th Street a 54th Street Hoover here. I have a couple of tracks with him. And he goes by Choir Boy. And he kind of hates my guts right now, so I don't know if I need to take him off the tracks.
No,
but,
we want just keep it, you know, keep it focused on the music. So, you know, just I wanted to get some more information about, you know, so you gave me some more so I can look you up. And, you know,
definitely
got to get together also all you brothers from, you know, worldwide music. They getting us connected with everybody, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I just got into it. They sent me the invite, and I don't even know how they ran across me, to be honest. I had my friends list blow up, I think, over 4,000 last year around the same time. I had 200 friends, and then it blew up over 4,000, but a lot of them were scammers. But then at the same time, I've been deleting those. I was just accepting everybody. So, finding when I started, I was doing a marketing class. I've been doing a marketing class, finding that most of my fans are in Africa, the Christian music. I mean, they just love it. I had one guy, Kenneth, he said on Messenger one time, he just says, hi. And I said, hi. And he says, I love your music. And I was like, really? That's what's up. He's like, well, I was like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the band? Because I do live videos with the band sometimes, the blues band. Or are you talking about the Christian rap? He said, the Christian rap. And I'm like, really? So I started targeting Africa. And I started deleting a lot of the ones that I found were scammers. And I started really connecting with a lot of other musicians. And so now I've got a lot of musicians. I'm actually friends with Angie Rose, even up in New York. And I had a call from Mark Arlington with Indie Label because I had a track that's a secular track. Basically, it was about basketball last year that just blew up number one on the A&R in my region. And I was looking at a 100K deal with Universal there for a minute. But I just don't have any money to put into it. That's my main thing is I'm down to, you wouldn't believe, all this stuff I'm doing, I have 10, not even 10 cents in my wallet.
Well, you know, you got to remember by the grace of God, he really is in control of all of it. So if he's going to make it on, it ain't always about how much money you got in your pocket. It's about who you know and who you
connect
to.
Exactly.
I want to know, how did they find you, the ones that did find you? How were they able to find you, the ones that you had got connected to, I guess,
Because
Africa.
I submitted. I did submit for free a lot. I submitted for free for almost a year just to kind of toy around with it and see what kind of response I would get. And that song, that basketball track, I got the message. I was on Funk Flex, Funk Master Flex's own A&R messenger. And I get the message saying, he's got my track on repeat. So I went, okay, I kind of toyed around with a couple of the tracks first, so I didn't really release on the A&R as my best track yet, which ended up being a Christian rap song, but it's called AK Sprague. It really got me kicked out of church, honestly, because it doesn't sound like a Christian rap song, but that's how I got the call from Mark Arlington, was that AK Sprague song, and that's on my SoundCloud. You can listen to it on SoundCloud. But my number one track has actually ended up being Bloody Ghost, which I couldn't understand that because it kind of sounds cheesy to me. You know, it's not very
good. Bloody Ghost, go ahead and say your link, get your link on because we got to get to our next caller. I appreciate talking to you. I got your information. We're going to keep in contact with you. Go ahead and say where they can find you at and get Bloody Ghost and when you're going to release it. Go ahead and say your ending and get your shout-out there and link.
All right, I'm going to give a shout-out. Thank you, Lissandra. I'll give a shout-out here to The Real Ghost, number one, out in Vegas. He's featured me on he's on this track. It's on unitedmasters.com. Look up Bloody Ghost, and it's Bloody Ghost, all capital letters, all one word, and on unitedmasters.com. Pre-save this thing, and hopefully this will jump off. I've never done this in this kind of music before. I've only played rock music. I've been playing rock forever, and I've been hoping and praying that this rap music blows up soon. So thank
we
y'all.
Got you, man. It was love. Peace.
Love and peace. Hang nails with a Z. I said, thank you all. Remember Hang Nails with a Z?
I'm a rapper that play heavy metal. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah.
I can
do that, too. I've got an album that I was wanting to put out that was like a rap metal or a rap rock. So I've got some rap rock songs where I'm actually playing guitar in. You can hear that kind of stuff in there on my SoundCloud. Most of it's on SoundCloud. I do have some stuff that's still unreleased. But check out Hang Nails on SoundCloud. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Peace.
Okay.
Love y'all.
Okay. If it was definitely a blessing having y'all, don't be no strangers.
Yes.
Y'all come back next year.
For real.
All right. Later. Y'all are cool.
All right. Like, for real, all right. Okay, sis, we got a couple of more callers. Let me see. Is Bro still here with us? Mr. Peel, what's the big deal?
What? You done left us?
Might be in here in another time. Okay. I see they lands up, right? I'm gonna say the area code and the last 4 digits of your number, 518-8006. We down the line and what's that?
Hello, hello. Are you there?
What is it?
BGHE, Worldwide Music Group, and Production, part of the WWCF family, all day, every day. What's going on with you?
What's going down?
No, chilling.
Okay, you an artist? Are you
got some things?
I do it all. Yeah, anything that got to do with entertainment, I've been part of it. From throwing concerts, booking artists, hiring artists, running a record label, my record label, Big Game Hunters Entertainment, Worldwide Music Group and Production. This year is the 25th year anniversary of the label. We just did a new relaunch. Yeah, just dropped a Volume 1, Volume 2 compilation last Friday. That's on all streaming platforms called The Fam, Volume 1 and 2. Man, been a part of the whole culture and the industry for forever.
Okay, so I got a couple of questions for you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is Cheeky M from Pure Promotions on here with you.
Down.
So how you doing?
I'm good. Can't complain.
You know, how did Worldwide get started?
Well, my label got started, a friend of mine that I was rapping with back in, we actually started in 94, but in 98 we created the label. We just decided, yo, everybody else, No Limit and all them, we're doing labels. We like, yo, we need a label if we want to get on. You know what I'm saying? And have our own label,
right.
Put our artists in the city and stuff. I'm born and raised Gary, Indiana, but now I reside in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's how we got started. You know what I'm saying? We got on a little bit in our section. You know what I'm saying? Went out to California. Did some stuff with VIP Records. Gladys Knight nephew, Chet Knight, was our manager. George Daniels from Chicago was my mentor. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of stuff. Al Heyman, one of my mentors. So it's a whole lot of stuff that I've been a part of.
Okay, so who you got on your label? Who's on your label?
I got over like 20 artists that's on my label. You know what I'm saying? The way I got with Worldwide Collaboration Fam is through my guy Trill Will. You know what I'm saying? That's family all day, every day.
Okay.
Yeah. So he
okay,
was. Yeah, I was actually on his show, Trillionaire, last Wednesday.
What his name is? Trill who?
Trill Will.
Okay, where he out of? Where is he from?
He's out of Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Okay, and so do you have a distribution deal for your label?
No, I don't. I have one through Universal. Actually, 2023? I had one in 2017 that was a 5-year distribution deal. And right now, I'm working on another one right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what's up. And so what is your rap name? What's your rap name?
Chris Mills. CRIZMILZ stands for Creating Real Intelligence with a Z, Murdering Industry Lies with a Z.
Oh, okay. So where can we hear all your music and your platforms and where you have your music at?
You can hear my music on all music platforms. Look up BGHE Worldwide MGP. You can look it up. Same thing on SoundCloud, all streaming platforms.
Okay. And so you got any shows coming up? When's your next shows?
Oh, I was actually supposed to have a show Saturday, but they didn't have my money, so I ain't show up. But I got some stuff that's popping in LA. I got a show popping in LA May 13th. Yep, May 13th. I got a show. Well, before that, I got a show next weekend doing the Lovers and Friends weekend out here in Vegas. May 6th, I got a show that weekend out here in Vegas, and I got a show May 13th in L.A.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what I know some people over there in L.A. too. Now, have you ever, like, the promoter, what is it, Al Hillman? I'll be pronouncing people's names. Don't mess with it. I see his name.
Al Heyman is one of my mentors.
Heyman, have you did tours and set up tours with him and things like that? Or did, you know, like, you did anything with him?
I mean, when it comes to the concert from Moton Park, yes, I have. You know what I'm saying? Al Heyman is pretty much Al Heyman is the face of Clarence Avon, who is the godfather, the Black Godfather. So he don't want to put Al Heyman in position to do everything he did in music and everything he's doing in boxing.
So the True Will, did he have a mixtape with DJ Star?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's family all day, every day.
I'm everywhere. You say, where are you originally from out of again?
I'm originally from Gary, Indiana.
Okay. And but you somewhere else right now, so but you still want to represent where you always represent where you're from, regardless of where you at now. You know
always.
I'm from Philly, but I got to rep Florida. I've been here for 15 years, so you know, I be connected with people that stop. Yeah, you feel me? So I'm down in the south right now.
Yeah. So what I did was I put the two area codes together. So when I say 702, which is Las Vegas, 219, which is Gary, Indiana, I put them together for 702-19.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely that's what's up. So, you know, you got so you let us know what platforms and stuff like that. So when did you start music yourself as an artist? Like what inspired you to start the music?
Yeah, 94 is when I started. Yeah, I went to, well, how I got introduced to hip-hop was LLC and then Crush Groove. That's how I got introduced to it. But the person that made me want to do music was Ice Cube. Ice Cube has been my first was my idol, then became my mentor later on down the line.
Okay, so you're a part of Worldwide, too. You're a part of the whole crew that was on here.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. So you say you got 20 artists. How many you had males and females? You know, is it like half and half, mixture more males and females? Like,
I mean, we do all types of music. We do all genres of music. You know what I'm saying? It's right now it's male dominant, but the ladies they holding the crown right now. You know, this is a female driven industry right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some female artists out there that's really holding it down for everybody. You know, you got your regular male artists. But the females that's coming across now that's in the industry and underground is killing the game right now.
Oh, okay. So did you ever, you know, you say Ice Cube was like your mentor. Have you worked with him or you just kind of like looked up to him? He was just like the one
We talk. He give me advice. You know what I'm saying? I got other people in the industry to give me advice. You know what I'm saying? Because these relationships was created with me booking artists for concerts. So I did my business well, and every time I call them, they're there. So
definitely. You definitely got, you know, you definitely sound like you know, you've been here for a minute and you're doing your thing and getting stuff out there. So I'm saying, like, do you have any connections? Like, I know you over there in the West right now. I got a couple people over here in the West because I got a little podcast that I do on Sundays with the West Coast on that side. But do you have any connections to anybody, like, over on the East and down South? That deal with or anything?
All over. Yeah, all over. I got connections in every region.
Well, y'all is worldwide. Let me reiterate, y'all are worldwide, so, you know.
Yeah, I got connections everywhere.
Connections everywhere, my bag, you know.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's
actually with you being from Philly, the funny part about that is with you being from Philly, my sister was the first female owner of a studio in Philadelphia.
Damn, so we don't want to talk about nobody age and nothing, man, but.
She was the first female owner. She had a studio back in the 90s. She was the first full owner as a female of a studio in Philadelphia.
Dang. I probably know, but you know, like I said, we don't want to talk about what you're doing.
We ain't worried about ages. Ages ain't nothing but a number. Age makes you fine as wine. You know what I'm saying? Age means that you've been through some stuff, and you know how to get out this stuff and show other people that's coming up how what not to do, because you already did it and you already know it ain't going to work that way for them. Now it's up for them to listen,
so you,
but if they don't.
Right about that. You're absolutely right about that, you know. And it's great. Do you see yourself going to any type of film? Anything like switching over from film, TV?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. So one thing that I do with artists that I deal with is sync licensing for music and TV commercials and things like that, video games and all that. A lot of people need to get into sync licensing because that's where the money is. So another thing that I do is show artists different ways how to get paid off their music. Other people that I work with is Windy Day, Juggernaut, Bass God. You know, they basically groom me in the business part. Like, doing the music stuff is great, but if you don't understand the business, you're going to get screwed around every time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why they really say it's 90% business, 10% music, but it's really 5% music, 5% luck, 90% business all the time.
Right. And a lot of these artists that's out here, we were having a debate on my other show that we had a debate about the artist, you know, because, you know, they were saying like how, you know, we was trying to explain to them like, you know, these artists really don't even be listening, half of them, you know, and I'm like, one thing about me is I don't waste time and my energy. If I see that you're not grinding and you're not pushing your own music, I can't do nothing with you, you know.
Let me say this real quick. So the way it is a lot of artists, they push their music, but they only can push it so far because they don't know where to push it to. You know what I'm saying? They think only thing they got to do is put it up on Facebook, put it up on IG, put it up on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm looking at TikTok. TikTok has found more artists in the last year than any other social media website there is.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you, but did you hear that TikTok is actually coming up with a record label?
Yeah, they've been working on that for a while.
They're getting ready to have artists like record labels where that's cause a lot of conflict, right?
Yeah, but the only reason they're doing that is because the artists that's putting their music up on TikTok and getting known for it is going to other labels, and other labels is ripping the benefits of the artists that was found on TikTok. So that's the only reason TikTok is doing what they're doing. Because if you remember, five to 7 years ago, Facebook had a record label.
Right.
People forget about that. IG had a record label.
The labels going to shut that thing down because guess what? You know, you got to understand there's a lot of politics and behind-the-scenes stuff. They not going to let no TikTok come in and do nothing like that. I don't believe it's happening.
The record labels are not strong enough because what people don't understand, TikTok is from China. They ain't got the money to mess with China.
You're right on that one. So we'll see how
they ain't got the money to mess with China. China gonna do what they want to do regardless.
Right.
They want to do a TikTok record label. They gonna do a TikTok record label. And the only thing that these record labels, because there's only three major record labels, everything else is umbrellaed up under it. Only thing they gonna be able to do is be like, "Yo, can we partner?" Because nine times out of ten, China is the one that gave them the money to do what they're doing right.
Yeah,
these record labels.
You know,
so
it was crazy is I just found out that TikTok is also banned on some college campuses. They try to find a way to stop what they can't. It's getting real crazy out here in the industry. You know, it's really getting crazy out here, but. You know, I found out some of that information today about the TikTok, you know, because I'm not really a TikTok user. You know, I really don't know too much about the TikTok. I'm still kind of old school. So all that new stuff, I really ain't get myself into yet, you know.
The thing about it is, that's how these young artists is making all these money. And that's why these old artists will be hating on these young artists, because they don't want to listen, because the young artists, like the old school artists, gave them the blueprint of the record label and what to look out for. But the young artists already came in with the money where they can negotiate what they can need to negotiate. You see what I'm saying? So the old school is hating on the young school because the young school, the new school is getting money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They coming in the game with money. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, well, how the fuck y'all doing it? And y'all music is half-assed, as old school artists
right.
would say. You know what I'm saying? But their music is not meant for the old school. Their music is meant for the children that's listening to it. You're not supposed to like that because your brain is way past developed that. And a lot of people don't understand that. So what I try to do being a old school artist and a young school business mentality is that I try to bridge the gap between the old school and the young school and the new school.
And the new school, like in the middle. I got what you're saying. So that's why I say, like, they had to be more creative and find new avenues to market. It's like, do you have any suggestions, any other suggestions about that?
Yeah, well, you know, the music industry has flipped in the last 35 to 40 years. Well, I would say the 40 to 45 years, it has flipped maybe 7 times. It went from 8-tracks to LPs and 45s, LPs and 45s to cassette tapes to CDs, CDs to streaming. No, CDs. I forgot what it was, like LimeWire and all that, and then it went from that. Then it went from that to streaming. So now it's about to go into everything. Is about to be NFTs and blockchains and all that. Like what they're doing right now in the music industry, that's what they're gonna get mad about. Because the thing about it is, the way it is now, you still won't need a record label to do what you need to do. Especially the way the blockchain is set up. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole lot of stuff that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like when people even talked about the 360 deals early 2000, what people don't understand, the 360 deal was around for a minute. They was using it in country music. It just came over to hip-hop because hip-hop gave away all that money for hip-hop and R&B, and they were trying to recoup that money. So they started getting money off your ringtones, your shows, your merch, and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when it went to streaming, that's what messed up the 360 deals when it went to streaming. But now, and I don't know if you heard about it, Black Sheep is basically suing the record industry for $750 million. Because what they paying these artists is pretty much slaves. It's like slavery. They don't even get a penny off of it.
I just saw an interview where he was saying that he's suing them for $750 million because he said half of he need half 50% of what the stream, because he said the contract that he had before. I just read this. He said the contract that they had before they had all the streaming and all that, where they had the CDs and all of that, it was something different. So it's like I forgot the word he used. Yeah. But,
it was a 50-50 split. Everything they put out on their music, they were supposed to get
50%. They already know they owe. They already know
Well, this is the thing about it. Like, I don't know if you know about the 35-year rule when it comes to music. It's a law that all publishing resorts back to the artist after 35 years. In year 30, you have to write a letter to your publishing company and be like, yo, I want 100% of my music, and it reverts back to you. If you don't, it goes for another 35 years. A lot of artists didn't know that. So when you hear Anita Baker say, I thank Chance the Rapper for me getting all my royalties and publishing back, that's what happened. The 35-year rule was in place. And when you see a lot of these old school artists now shining, looking clean, teeth clean, and all that, is because the music is now reverting back to them now. So they're now getting paid on their music. They can re-release their stuff and get 100% of everything.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what was the reason why you had bought the first label, like your label?
My thing with the label, I mean, like I said, I've always did my thing with my label. We were actually in 99, 2000, my partner and myself, we went out, stayed in Burbank, California, was working the finalize a deal with VIP Records when they just signed their deal with Priority. We were going to be their one of their first acts to come off of there. So, you know, VIP is where Snoop shot What's My Name video on top of the Snoop record store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had a record deal. Yeah, they had a record deal.
Yep.
And we were supposed to come out in 2000. It didn't work out because Priority was playing with the money. So we came back to Gary. When I came back to Gary, I stayed there for like another 5 years. And then I ended up moving to Vegas. And when I moved to Vegas, after a year being out here, I saw how they moved and maneuvered out here. And I started doing shows and got back into doing music. I was the first person to bring Cardi B to Las Vegas. When I brought out here to Las Vegas 6 months later, Bodak Yellow came out and she blew up. I've done shows with any and everybody you can think of. Used to do Floyd after party fights when he used to fight. Still doing it to this day. So, I mean, Bootsy got a club out here and doing all that. It's not even a club. It's an event center out here.
Yeah. I heard about Bootsy thing. He had it the weekend of my birthday, actually, this weekend that just passed. He just opened it.
Happy birthday.
I'm supposed to be there, man. Turn it up. Hey, my partner over there, I didn't know where it happened, but I just celebrated my birthday where I was at. But I'm supposed to be over there, man, celebrating Booty opening. Yeah. But it's all good. Yeah, man, it's all good. Yeah, I had my own event that I had going on, too. I had my own event, actually. So it wasn't it just that, but I knew he had that because I actually thought it was like the week before, but then I found out it was my birthday weekend, but I already had my own event because I do my own events out here. So
where you located
in? I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay. What part?
North Central, like, you know, Orlando area.
Oh, okay.
And Miami, Atlanta. On the other little podcast with Biz. You know Biz Network, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Biz, Cali.
Uh-huh.
I'm on his little network,
I know
too. I know Biz know me. I'm on one of his podcast shows. And then I got a veteran car show coming up Labor Day weekend, too. That's coming up in Cocoa, Florida. That's a big event for the veteran, you know, that I got going on coming up there on September the 2nd this year, 2023.
Okay.
So, I'll be having some stuff going on.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up. Actually, my R&B artist is in Orlando right now. They got a studio out there, Blue Lair Studios out there.
Blue Lair. Oh, okay. That's what's up. So, you know what I mean? I need to get your information anyway. Like, you need. I don't know if we already got information. I know Sean probably got it and everything. You know what I mean? Your links and stuff like that.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, on IG, you can look me up. Chairman Mills, MILZBGHE on IG. You can look me up right there. Then just hit me up in the DM, and I'll send you the link to the music and all that. Trill Will got like 4 songs on there. I got artists from all over on that book.
You might have to give me your name and get Chip. Okay, Chairman. Is it Chairman Mills?
Yeah, MILZBGHE.
Okay. You said, wait. I had it spelled it wrong. You said C-A? Did you say?
Yep. Chairman, C-H-A-I-R. Yeah.
Chairman Mills. All right, let me get you Chairman Mills. MILZ. All right. I got you.
Okay. Yeah, just hit me up on DM me. I'll send you the links to the music and all that, and you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Let me know what you think about it.
Got you. No problem. I got you. Shy, what's going on, man?
Oh, I'm about to go to bed. Oh, yeah.
You about to go to bed?
Oh, yeah. It's about that time.
It's 5 o'clock, man. It ain't 5 o'clock. Oh, you about to go to bed. Let me let you go.
I'm about to go to bed. I'm ready to stretch out and relax. Sit back and relax.
So that's right. 9 o'clock. Let's get it. What's the name? Let's get it moving. I'm hoping this is you.
All right,
is it
would definitely
end up
wonderful having you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. Anytime you got anything to release. Anytime you need anything promoted. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely. You know, try to hit me with a message.
Okay.
Let me know what's going on ahead of time. We can make it a little bit more professional. But it is definitely a blessing having you here with us.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
most definitely. Like I said, just say that one more time.
Definitely been a pleasure. Check out Prayer Promotions, too, also.
Oh, yeah, I will do. Send that to me. Send all the information to me in the DM, and let's get it popping.
All right. It's Chairman Mills, and it got BGXT, that's two?
BGXT, Big Game Hunter Entertainment.
Yeah,
so it should be Chairman Mills, M-I-L-Z, B-G-H-E.
Yeah, that's you. I just for request you.
Okay, I got you. 22-piece
yep.
Diamond. I got you right
here. Yeah, that's me.
All right.
All right, then, man. I holler at you, Sean. Peace.
All right,
y'all.
Right,
hey, what's going down? This is your girl, Cole Peace. If you just tuned in to Thursday Night Live, I am the home of the independent and underground artists worldwide. So what I need you to do is to submit your MP3s directly to me at coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. That's coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. Get that music to me. Never know, you might be the next Spotlight Artist of the Week.